So how do we select a biological? And you were, where people are asked for opinions, and that's exactly what this is. Unfortunately, we don't have trials comparing A to B or to C or any other combination of medical treatments. So, but this was a sort of the best guess of a bunch of active clinicians. So you want to confirm the diagnosis of uncontrolled severe chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps. You'd like to check for these comorbidities. Asthma and aspirin sensitivity are very important, giving that type 2 inflammation. They talk to check for type 2 inflammation. There's not too many clinicians that actually go in there and endotype or look at secretions for the results. People do look sometimes at IgE in the blood and eosinophils, which can give you a hint. You want to inform the patient on treatment options, perspectives, and risks. You want to make decisions on surgery or biologics with an informed patient. And you want to select biological drugs, noting limitations of applicability for specific drugs. So chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps and asthma is a, they believe was a collaborative disease, and that it's often to get an asthma specialist involved on people that have chronic sinusitis with nasal polyps, specifically with the comorbidities from that.